The main message of the speech was that we've really reached a tipping point, whereas in the past, companies started engaging with sustainability because they were concerned about regulatory risks or governmental threats. What we're now seeing are increasingly companies getting involved in sustainable actions because they realise that there are returns to be made, that this actually can help their bottom line. So whether it's companies who are investing in more environmentally friendly practices because they realise that this is a cost saving if they are more efficient. Walmart is predicted to be saving $150 million every year just in Canada due to energy efficiencies. Or whether it's companies seeing new opportunities of spaces to enter that deliver returns which are environmental spaces, meeting the demands of consumers who want sustainable or green products, meeting the demands of governments where they've put an agenda for being more environmental, like China, for example. What we're seeing are more cases of companies investing in sustainability, not just to do the right thing, but because they also want to make a financial return.
Do you think the awareness of sustainability has a benefit of the credit crunch?
I think the financial crisis gave us all an opportunity to step back and reflect on the kind of capitalism that we were living through, an era that I have called Gucci capitalism, where people became more concerned about owning a new pair of Nike sneakers or a Gucci handbag than about how society was moving forward. I think the crunch and the recession has made us all step back and reflect more generally on what kind of a society we want to have, and raised serious issues about equity and justice that were not really being talked about before. Sustainability falls into that wider mix of issues, and because acting sustainably can also mean using products for longer, recycling, investing in energy savings, being less wasteful, there is a real opportunity now in many ways to embrace sustainability more generally. You know, what is clear is that what's happened is that a chasm has emerged between, on the one hand, the economy and finance, and on the other, sustainability and responsibility. And I think the necessary goal must be that we start realigning these two sides of the equation. And work that I'm doing with my students, for example, at Duisenberg School of Finance, where we have a mandatory finance and sustainability program for all our finance master's students, are ways where we're starting to infuse finance much more closely with sustainability. And I think that's the challenge moving forwards. Sustainability shouldn't be in the future an exception within finance. It should be integrated as a basic standard and norm.